Dímelo, Corillo, este que te habla es el Mr. Kick. Este episodio es único, es la primera vez que voy a hacer una entrevista en inglés 100%. Hoy vamos a estar conociendo un muchacho muy, muy talentoso, el futuro de Puerto Rico, el futuro de lo que es el deporte del boxeo. Y está aquí por una razón. Tiene una historia muy, muy bonita, tiene una historia que inspira a otros niños a tratar el deporte, ¿verdad? Él entiende español, pero no lo habla. Vamos a estar haciéndolo en inglés. Pero antes de empezar la entrevista, si te quieres acicalar aquí en Orlando, la Hoffner, el Celebrity Barbie Studio, te vas a comunicar allí y vas a preguntar por Malu Barber, el más duro. Y voy a mencionar a Edwin, porque si no, allá Dani se me pone celoso y tú sabes, y él me hace un corte malo ahí en la cámara. Usted no, oye, la gente Celebrity, todos le meten, pero en mí es malo. Entonces, ¿quieres cachar grasita, tenés bien salvaje? Tírale a Cumba Sneaker allí mismo en la Hoffner. Más nada, mira, tacicada la pop y te dan una Jeez, una Jordan, ¿me entiendes? Sales grasoso de allí. Y Dani Boxing. Mira, ya he bajado 15 libras. Si tú quieres que ponerte al día, mejorar tu condición física, sentirte mejor de salud, bajar para las navidades, para engordar en las navidades otra vez como yo, tienes que llamar al pana y el pana te entrena una hora todos los días y vas a notar la diferencia. No, él está aquí, pero papi te da duro. Anyway, Corillo, me complace en presentar al futuro del boxeo. Bam, bam. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing? Thank you for... Thank you for inviting me to this interview.
No, oye, so for me it's a pleasure, right? Because like I explained in the intro, I saw the future in you, like how the boxing is going to be in the future, how the kids going to be improved. And every single boxer have a history, right? I know Pitufo, you know Pitufo. Yeah. And all the interview that I saw about him, he explained why he go to the boxing, how the boxing has changed his life, right? So I know Danny, in conversation we had, I asking him why boxing, and he explained me how the boxing changed your life, the way you see the stuff, the continuous practice you need to do for improve yourself, and all that stuff, right? So when I started in the gym with Danny, I saw you. I said, "Man, this kid have power."
Yeah.
So I want you to talk about your real name, where you from, where you born, and your family. Where's your family from?
All right. My name is Brandon Ortiz. I come from Puerto Rico. You already know. And my family's from Orocovis and Caguas.
Oh, I'm from Caguas.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where my grandpa's from.
Nice. I'm from Caguas, and Coro used to train in Caguas. He's more for Sidra, but he used to train in Caguas.
That's my grandpa's cousin.
What?
His dad.
Nice. Wow. The fucking worst leader. So from Cabo, and keep going. Like, where you born? Here in the United States, right?
I was born in Orlando.
Okay. And where you grow up? Like the half of your life?
I went to Kissimmee after Orlando, then I went to Davenport, and now I just trained at Winter Park.
Okay. So question for you. Mm-hmm. Why you starting boxing?
Cause I always wanted to start boxing when I was little. I used to punch my dad and everybody. I used to beat them up, and they never put me in boxing. But when COVID started, like, I used to play basketball and everything, but then I couldn't play basketball, and like, I was watching videos on boxing and everything, and it inspired me to become a boxer. And I'm like, and then I just started. I went to a gym, and then like, I just kept going with it. I didn't stop. And then
so far, how many fights you have?
7.
So if we start counting here, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you have another one there, right? No,
yeah.
So it's 6. You have 7. So I want you to go through the day that you go to the gym and how you love the sport. Because when if you keep going doing this, right, you see all that belt, you have the power, you have the talent to do it. How you get in love with the sport?
How I love the sport?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. It just, like, clicked. After a few, like, fights and stuff, I'm like, and this is what I want to do. This is what I love. This is going to take me out and make me a better person for everyone.
Okay.
And make a legacy out of myself.
Nice. Do you any sport? We know, like, where I'm coming from, Puerto Rico, right? it's very different here than in Puerto Rico. Usually in Puerto Rico, there are a lot of people call you a lot of names. That you, they make bullying on and the people, and they know, he know. And we need to fight a lot in Puerto Rico. That's why I think so we have a good boxer all the time, because you fight a lot in Puerto Rico. So here, do you pass any moment in your life, do you think you say, you know what, I want to improve myself. I don't want to run the same shit out of these people.
Every day I want to just improve. What everybody says, it's not going to affect me, because I know I'm going to get better every day, every day. That's nice. Why I go to the gym and work every day.
How many hours you spend every single day training for boxing?
Training? Probably like 3-5. But like thinking about it is 24/7.
Okay,
so stop thinking about boxing.
Let's do this parenthesis. You have 15 years old, right? You're 15 years old.
Yeah.
Dude, coming for a kid that have 15 years old, right now we have like Fortnite, Call of Duty, everybody want to be fucking gamer and all that stuff. And I know, because my son want to do all that stuff. And I say, dude, you think you're good enough to be a gamer and make money? No. Like, I accept that I'm good in this, but I'm not the best, but I would do it for be the best. So, you with that thing you have about the boxing, mm-hmm. that can be that part of your life, that's a big step.
Yeah.
How you say that in English, maduro? Like una persona madura.
Mature.
So that's a thing, like a mature person, like people that already like live stuff, then say, you know what, I would do this because I know I can live for something I love. So let's start talking about all this stuff you have here. Which one is the first one?
This medal right here, Junior Olympics.
How you win that one?
It's like, that was my first fight, so I didn't really know that much, but I had the experience fighting with people and like sparring with mad amateurs that had a lot of fights.
Mm-hmm.
But I went in there, I just went in to kill, and I got the second round TKO.
Just like that?
Yeah, I would just kept punching. He didn't want to punch.
So the other kid doesn't throw a punch or nothing? Like,
he threw a punch, but it didn't land, or it just hit me and I just kept punching.
I saw you move a lot yourself. Like, you're very, like, how you say that? Like, interactive, right? Like, you move a lot and you pass a lot of the fight. You barely cover yourself. You just move around and always have the energy. Mm-hmm. How you train about, how you train for be like that?
I just, like, a lot of upper body movement. It's like, it comes from the upper body movement and the lower body movement. So I just train a lot of legs, and like when I'm hitting the back, I always move my head and always move my body. I never stay there.
Okay.
Because you can't stay there and just get hit. You got to move while you're throwing.
I know, Danny hit me a lot of time. So, okay, so in the second round, you just hit the kid enough till he go knockout.
No, the referee stopped it.
That bad?
Referee.
No, it's that bad, because in the second round, like, the referee come and say, you know what, that's it. You get too much punch.
He gave him 3-8 counts and they stopped it.
Wow. So when you win that one and you got it in your hands, how you feel?
I felt proud of myself. I felt proud because my dad was looking at me. He's like, you did it. I was like, yeah. I just felt proud.
So I know your family's here, right? How you feel the support all the time about your family always being there for you? Like, I saw your mom in this over there all the time. I see both of them all the time in the gym. Like, it's not one or the other one. It's all the time both. How you feel like your family gives you that support?
What do you mean?
Like, they give you the support to be in the boxing. Like, they are there.
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
I love it, because without them, I really can't do it, because how am I supposed to get to the gym? The gym's like an hour away. So how am I supposed to get there without their support? And it makes me become a better boxer, because I got to do it for them. I don't just do it for myself. I do it for them, too.
So what's your main goal with the boxing? Like, for example, you're asking me, I want to my podcast go, you know, viral and I make money and I can pay off my mom's house. And you know what? That's it, my mom. That's my gift for you. What's your main goal with the boxing?
I want to become the best boxer ever.
Okay. That's the best. Dude, that's the best. Yeah, it's very simple. Like, nothing like, oh, no, I don't want car. No, I just want to be the best. The money's like, eh.
The money's going to come, but I want to be the best. I want everybody to look up to me. I want everybody to be like, oh, he's on my top pound for pound list. Okay. He's the best.
Wow. So you have your goal very clear. Like, it's clear. Wow. So, okay, let's talk about the second one you win about in this table. Which one?
Second one? That one.
Okay, let's talk about this one. I will put this one in the side, so in that way we can talk about that later.
So you want me to put it right here?
So tell me the story of how you win this one.
All right, so me and my dad and my parents, I go to weigh in. I weighed in at like 122 or something. I had a 125 fight.
If you want, you can put the microphone back so that way you don't need to.
So when I weighed in, I went to like go eat and everything, rehydrated everything. I was chilling. Then I went to the fight, and then I see the opponent, everybody. I meet the dad of the opponent. He was chill, everything. He was just asking me mad questions. How old are you? And stuff. Like, I'm just like, I'm 15. And then we get to the locker room, everything. We're about to wrap up and everything. The USA Boxing official, he comes up to me with my book. He's like, oh, the fighter, you're not going to fight him. And everything. They were like, oh, you're not going to fight him. I'm like, why am I not going to fight him? He said, oh, he can't fight. He pulled out. Because the father didn't want me to fight him or something like that.
Okay. What? Fight,
I don't know. So they gave me the belt, like, because I walk over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I didn't even really have to fight. I already beat the kid mentally.
Wow. So you don't
pretty
need,
much.
So you need to throw a punch to win this one.
Nah.
Wow. You need to be kidding me. Wow. So how old was all the kid, do you know?
He was the same age as me. Same weight.
But you was doing something outside? Like, you was like with a...
Cause my last fight.
So he saw you in the social media, and that was...
My last fight, I knocked out a kid.
Oh. Now it makes sense. I don't want to put my son with a kid that would beat his ass that bad.
It wasn't this one. It was the other one. It's a trophy. I didn't bring it, but what do you call it? I knocked him out. He went on the floor, and then the referee threw the towel, or the coach threw the towel, and the referee stopped at the same time.
Wow. Okay, so this one, you don't throw a punch to win that one. Okay, I got it. I like it. I like it because, I mean, the other kids say, you know what, Dad, I like boxing, but I don't want him to beat my ass that bad. So what's the other one that you do win? Like is this
that one, I think. The blue one.
Thank you. Blue one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this one.
So this was my first fight with my dad in my corner, just me and him. Every other one, I had a other coach in my corner.
So that one, your dad was with you in the corner?
Yeah, my dad and my mom.
Oh, wow.
So it's just...
So how you feel? I mean, we see like Tito Trinidad had his dad in the when he was training in the boxing, and you see that connection, and you can see like a lot of boxers start with the family, right? Because you don't have money for pay a fucking coach. Like, it's, let's be real. So how you feel like your dad that trusts in you, trusts in the job you guys do every single day, and training every single day, because I know you guys put out all the video how you training often. How you feel like you had your dad told you, hey, Papi, let's move like that and that, and how does that work?
It's good because, like, it's another opinion for me pretty much. It's someone telling me, oh, I should do this instead of doing that. And I got to respect that, you know? I can't just be like, oh, I don't want to do that. That's not me. I don't like that style. No, I got to take that style in because you never know when you're in a fight, you might need that style.
Got it. Question for your dad, right? So when you was in the corner, you don't think and slap the guy like, hey, what you doing?
No, I was more nervous than he was because it was
Oh, whoa, okay, give me a second. Hey, Batman, over there is a microphone in that sofa. Turn it on. No, that's all about that. It's turned on? Turn it on. Oh, here we go, Bob.
Hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you.
I was more nervous than he was because it was my first time being in his corner. But I had more confidence in him. He worked hard for it. We both had a plan. We stuck to the plan, and we got the victory.
Perfect. So now, for you both. What in one point was kind of weird, like that one, what we do now? Like, okay, we sit down here and for this fight, we don't have a coach. Like, who trusting each other? Like, who decide to say, you know what, that you need to be in the corner? Was him?
With me.
Okay.
Because it would be a point that, like you say, coaching is expensive. And I decided to take over his career, you know, his legacy, what he wants to do with his career in boxing. And I see a lot of great coaches as father. And I want to be his father, which I am, but I also want to be his coach, which I was young. I always wanted to box myself. So I want that experience.
Nice.
As well, I want to with him, enjoy it with him.
Yeah, live that part of the sport.
So it was a great feeling. It was awesome. My wife was also there with us in the corner.
Nice.
It's our first time, too, because she got her coaching license, too.
Okay.
So we did it as a family. When he won, we actually, everybody's eyes was on us because we hugged, all three of us hugged.
Nice, nice.
It was a great feeling, believe me.
That's something beautiful about the sport, right? So boxing always is one versus one, but the whole team is there. Like, you have coach, you have the other guy, you have your dad, you have your mom. And in the same corner, like, maybe they aren't on the corner there, but they are sit down there. So when you see in that corner, you will see your families and friends.
Yes.
So how you feel every single time, like, pass around? Let's say you have a fight that you pass three rounds, and you go to, you see the corner, and you see your mom say support you and your dad. How is that emotion on you?
It feel good because I have everybody that has been with me in the whole training camp, everybody that was with me when I was training there.
So how you make this one happen?
It was a good fight. They changed the fighter and everything. I don't know how they did it. They just changed the fighter. The kid, he fought at 132 and everything. I fought at 125. But he went down to 125 to fight me, so.
Okay.
He was very good, like, his head movement, everything, but I just kept throwing and, like, kept rolling. I just went in aggressive and everything. And then the last round, my dad's like, there's no need to be aggressive. You could just outbox him because I was way faster than him. Third round, just popping him. Kept slipping, everything, just boxed them. Then they gave me the win.
So, that at one point in the fight, do you say to him or you think in the plan, like, I know my son can knock out him, this guy?
Yes. He has a killer instinct, so he wanted to kill the kid. So,
that's not bad. But it's like it's about the boxing. Like,
boxing thing, he wanted to knock the kid out. You know, he wanted He's an aggressive fighter. And on last round, I said, dude, just box. You box beautifully. Just box. Move.
Perfect.
Jab him. 1-2. You know, just move. And he did. And he won.
Perfect. So I would love this because that one you cannot turn around. So just in case. So when you win that fight, you know you was winning the whole.
Yeah.
So, like, no, don't was like doubt, like, damn, maybe I lost this one. No, don't was that point?
I knew I won that fight. It was just, he didn't really land anything, like, really clean. If he landed, it was like I landed two or three more.
Got it. Okay. So, what was the next one? Let me pass that one to
this one.
Okay, talking about this one. I like it. Tell me about this one.
So I went to weigh in. Like, stretch. I went to weigh in. It's a long story. I went to weigh in. It was at a casino. So we went to fight, and then I see the kid. He always has like the green jumpsuit with the team. They always match and everything. And what do you call it? So I went over there, I weighed in, I got out, and then we see him at the place that we're about to eat. The kid drops his wallet and everything. My mom gives it back to him. I don't know if they know that I'm fighting him or nothing. But there's like, oh, he got power and everything. You just gotta box him. They were telling, oh, hit him in the body, hit him everything. I could hear their conversation because they were like sitting right across.
I mean, makes sense because I saw your skinny. I said, go through the body and see how he acting, you know?
I do ab work. I don't feel body shots.
So, keep going with the fight. Sorry, for me, it's that point. I don't know anything about boxing. So, but I see this guy say, you know what? just hit it in the body and see how I was acting, you know? Yeah. Let's write that.
You always got to test their body out because you never know. One shot could make them go down.
Yeah. So keep going with the story. So you was in the, they was talking about like, hey, hit the body and everything, okay? Yeah.
So then we go to the place to go fight. And my coach comes and we were all just chilling. They start warming up in front of me. Like the whole team just doing stretches and stuff right in front of me. And then my coach and dad take me to the other side because we already had the gloves on and everything. We just start working. We go in the ring. It's time to fight. The referee just checks if I have the gloves, everything. And they start to fight. I just start. He was fast. And then I just catched him with something. He started putting, because he was just fighting like this with his hands down and everything. I catch him with like one shot. He started having his hands all the way up.
So you give him one.
I just start rushing and stuff. Because he just wanted to box me. But I know if I box this kid, because he was long reach, everything.
So, yeah, he will land more punches than you because he had more reach.
He got long reach. So I just kept 1-2, then row, because I already saw what he was going to throw. He was just wanted to throw a punch after my punch. So I just made sure that didn't happen. So I just, first round, I'm pretty sure I won that round. Second round, it came in. It was like a tight round. It was good, though. Third round, I definitely won that round. He started doing the worm. He tried to show off. So I did Muhammad Ali shuffle. Then I hit him with an overhand in the left. He went like this. He almost fell. And then, what do you call it? I came back to the corner because that was like, that's the best, supposedly the best team. Like, the coach is the Junior Olympic coach for the Junior Olympic national team.
So basically, they are elite boxers.
Yeah, they're like elite. That's an elite coach.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So it should be that he should have a better training and more stuff.
He got a better coach, and I was just training in my old gym. So,
okay, so do you win that one by decision or
decision?
Okay, how many rounds was that?
It's three rounds every.
Okay, yeah, but that's amateur, right?
Yeah, amateur is three rounds.
Okay, so when they make the call for decision, you was clear that you win that one, or you was like have the doubt, like, man, maybe they will give to him, or
it was a close fight, but I already knew I won that fight. It was just I landed a lot and I was just way more aggressive.
Okay, so that one is the other one, right?
Yeah,
I like that one. That one have the pulpur, and that's my favorite color and everything. So you don't want it, I can keep it. So I guess I have champ, you know. So talk about this one.
That was a 3-day tournament, but I only fought one day on it.
Just one day?
Yeah, because
how many times?
Somebody else in my bracket. I just fought one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So talk about more the belt. Like I know your mom and your dad talk about, they support you.
Yeah, Sugar Bear Boxing. Shout out to Sugar Bear Boxing. They always support me. They always post me on their story. They posted all the belts that I have, I remember. They always post me. They always text me and stuff on the Instagram.
Nice.
Shout out to them.
So when you with this fight, how that happened? What was the plan? You know you will fight with the guy or no?
So it was Sunday, right? Sunday? Yeah, so we wake up Sunday. I look at the bout sheet because they had the bout sheets on Instagram. And then it doesn't show my name because I already knew how I was going to fight because they already had the bout sheet prior. And that was the only person in my weight category. So
What's your weight category? Sorry for asking.
125. It's okay.
Okay.
So I'm like, why am I not fighting? I tell my mom, my dad, we go straight to the weigh-ins and everything. We talk to the guy. He's like, oh, we can't find your book, like your passport for boxing. We're like, how? Because we already signed in and everything. We got the wristband that we signed in. And we gave him the book. There's no way we could get that without giving them the book.
Got it.
So they're like, oh, we're going to put you in. We're going to put you in. So they put me in. I fight. And then I fight the kid. The kid has 6 years experience. Only got 2 years experience. He was on and off 6 years. He had a fight when he was little, when he was like 5 years old or something like that. And then he had not 5 years old, but like when he was little, and then has a fight like 2 months before this. So what do you call it? His dad was a pro coach. I mean, a pro fighter. He was in the coaching.
Okay.
He was the coach for him. So I started cramping up his stuff, like my hand and my leg, because I didn't drink enough water. That's why now I just drink a lot of water. And what do you call it? I get in the ring, I'm like, I could outbox the hell out of this kid. He was short.
You know what I like about every single fight that you're talking about? It's like, you don't have doubt about yourself.
No, I can't doubt myself. I go in there, I'm like, I'm going to knock this kid's head off. I could do that.
He looked like, oh shit, did I say that? I saw you, and you have enough a lot of power, like, yeah. You can see when you do the stuff. So, but my point is, like, when you're in sport and maybe you're in this kind of age, right, it's different for everybody. Because for example, in basketball, I played basketball my life, and for me it was like, damn, this kid is good, he can shoot, I can shoot, but this kid had more. So I just push myself in doubt, you know. But the good part here is, like, you go in the ring, you say, you know what, I can beat this.
You say that, you talk about basketball, how he could shoot and stuff, it don't mean nothing. What if it's his off day?
Yeah.
And what if it's your day that you could shoot? It don't mean nothing. What if he yeah, could shoot because he don't get defended like that?
No, it's true. But I mean, mentally, yeah, sometimes a lot of people break out, you know. Not a lot of people have the same thing all the time. Like, these people, like, doubt about themselves. Like, that's something I like about you. You don't doubt. You say, you know, I would do it, I would do my job.
This sport, you got to be mentally strong. You can't just be mentally weak, because you're gonna be weak yourself.
That's a good point. That's a punchline, by the way. You win that one by decision, right?
Yeah.
When they do the decision, do you celebrate this one more than the other ones, or no?
Yeah, because that's a big tournament. This tournament, I could go to national qualifiers for that Sugar Bear.
Okay, I know you will fight very soon, but that's the last question I would do. So you have another one on your side. I want you to talk about that one.
Oh, it's the IBF belt.
Is it standing? What's that sign in the top?
That's Riddick Bowe and Corey Spinks and Roy Jones.
So say the name in the microphone one more time.
Riddick Bowe, Corey Spinks, and Roy Jones.
Roy Jones, that's dope. I saw that guy. He hit it hard. So talk about this one. Tell me the story about this one.
Well, I went to Sugar Bear, and they gave it to me because they were doing a contest for the Instagram. Talk about, oh, you got to follow people and inspire people and stuff. So they saw my post and everything. I was posting, like, myself going to the tournament, everything. Like, because I always make videos like that, going to the tournament, going to the fights.
Yeah, you promote a lot of your fights. I saw it. Like, you promote your career. You promote, like, the way you're training and everything. I saw you guys all the time on top of that. And that's dope, because not a lot of people think about that. So the point here is, like, if a lot of people see my stuff and a lot of people start saying, oh, this kid have potential, you will have more fans. You will have a solid fans. So you wait until, like, you start amateur to work on your marketing. It's not going to be good enough for a short time. So you come in for every single time, every single day you guys put something. And you actually have the logo. What is you guys have the logo. Not a lot of people have a logo.
T-shirts.
Yeah, you have all the merchandising and everything?
Yeah, we sell them.
Nice, nice. So talk about this one, like, for done with that one.
Oh, so I went to Sugar Bear. It was the last day, Sunday, they gave it out. They were like, oh, I had my hands wrapped up and everything. And they were like, and the winner is Team Bam Bam. I'm like, oh, yeah. And my mom goes straight. She's like, we're here. Cause I was with my dad wrapping up. And what do you call it? We all go over there. We get the belt and everything. I took a picture with Sugar Bear. And it was just a great experience, because 5 more belts, I'm fighting. I was already about to fight. So I'm like, I already won one belt, so I'm going to go home with 2 belts.
So the same day you win 2?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So boxing is hard sport. You need to do a lot. It's physical. ¿Cómo se dice?
Physical
and mental. And I saw you, like, you training with another kids and everything, and I saw how you Like, they do something wrong, you tell them, like, no, hey, try this.
Yeah.
And you always try to help a lot of the people. And you're a good person. I saw you. Like, it's not because you're here. I saw you. I saw your mom and your dad and how you guys work together. What you can say to kids outside that want to try boxing, or they have any problem, or how they have the boxing can help them in their life?
Boxing is a good sport that will help you. It'll make you mature real quick. Like, it just, it gives you that dose of reality. It reality checks you, because it's not like basketball or anything. You can't get hurt or anything. Well, you could get hurt from basketball, but this is an everyday thing. You can't stop. If you stop 5 days, you're not gonna feel the same when you come back. So you're gonna get that hit. Oh, I don't feel the same when I come back. So it's gonna make you question. It makes you question yourself too. But you just gotta live it. You gotta love this sport. If you don't love it, then
what else can you do? Nice. I saw you. I don't want to say the name. I mean, I don't know if that coming with problem and everything. With one person in Puerto Rico that a lot of people love him, and you guys was do kind of training. How you feel like you can training with this kind of level people?
It helps me get better. You can't. If you're gonna train, might as well train with people that are way better than you, because it's gonna help you become better, make you become the best version of you.
Right now you have a coach Nelson with you. Yeah. How you feel like a coach like him that have a lot of experience, work with a lot of boxers, champion boxers, is in your corner, show you his trick, show you how to improve yourself? How does that work?
I appreciate that, because I know he's very busy. He has a lot of boxers and stuff, and he gives the time out for me to help me and be in my corner and make sure that I'm doing everything right possible.
Shout out to Coach Nelson. He always would say hi to us. That's and everything. Family. Like, yeah, he's family. Actually, like when I went to the gym, I know with Danny, he always say, hey, this is your home. You always open the podcast for me, and I appreciate that. And, you know, we have a good relationship, yeah. And he's a good guy. Like, honestly, he's one of the best guys I know. Yeah, he's very. So talk me about the next fight you would have.
What's the next fight, September 10th in Orlando.
Where what part of Orlando? Like, is any hotel or something like that?
I don't know
that. You don't have that? Okay, so when you have the information, let me know so I will put it in the podcast.
Yeah. So now it's going to be in the Central Avenue.
Okay.
Central.
Okay, area. Perfect. So what's the expectation of you in that fight?
I'm just going. I'm gonna show
I like the way he laughed. Like, come on, man.
I'm going to just show that kid a boxing lesson. I'm going to show him why I worked hard. I'm going to show him all them hours that I put in for no reason. It wasn't for no reason. It was for a reason, so I could go to this fight and show everybody that I'm still one of the best. I'm going to become one of the best.
So how you see yourself in two more, like when you go turn to 18 years old?
I see myself getting signed by a professional company, or how you call it? Promoter.
No, I want to hear it here. I want to feel like a champion. Let me check it. Feel like a champion now. Oh. So
I'm getting signed by a top promoter. At least go to Olympics. I'm gonna go to the Olympics.
Tell me your five best boxer. Like you inspire yourself. Like you say, do you know what I want to be like him?
Five, I'm going to put Xander Zayas because he's very humble. And he's still not up there yet because he still hasn't fight the best, but he's still out there because he's still doing his thing. You know?
Yeah.
He's representing us Puerto Ricans.
What else? Who else? Yeah, I have one. I'm asking you for five. You usually say one.
Mike Tyson.
Oh, I mean, come on, man.
You got to get Mike Tyson up there. Killer instinct, everything. Damn.
Dude, I saw a video the other day because I saw that the fight of him like when I was a kid, right? My grandpa used to see all his fight. Mm-hmm. And I saw the video the other day, like now I understand more what the damage you can do with a punch. Yeah. Dude, I saw a video where he hitting that bad that the people the next day doesn't even remember their name. Yeah. Like, is that strong was that guy. So yeah. And still he's strong. Like the other day he beat that ass of the guy on the airplane. And I say, damn, bro, I don't want to see this guy mad. So, Mike Tyson, you say Sandy Sayas, what else?
Felix Trinidad.
Huh. Come on, he's the GOAT.
Yeah. His boxing IQ is good, and the way he just throw that jab out there is very good boxer, very talented.
What about Miguel Cotto?
What do you mean, what about him?
Do you like him, or isn't
he? I thought I said him.
No, you say Trinidad, like Tito Trinidad.
Yeah, Miguel Cotto, of course. Yeah. He's up there. He's one of the best.
He, honestly, I enjoy more his career because it was at the time I was like younger and I was in the university and all the stuff and everybody talk about him. And I enjoy every single fight. And I never saw a boxer like hustle that much and resist that many punch and decide to step down in one point because it was that bad. You know, that's kind of weird seeing him. So for me, it was like, damn, he lost like that. Like, it was like a knockout. He stepped down. Like, he said, you know what? I'm done.
That's why he fought Margarito?
Yeah, the day he... Dude, like, when you see Miguel Cotto put his knee in the floor, and this guy doesn't put a 10, like, the referee stopped the fight, or everybody else don't know, watch him stop the fight, say, it's too much, I cannot keep going with this, I have a family there.
You always get hit with plaster, though.
I mean, like, that's a topic we don't need to talk right here, but you know what, that's something, like, they can prove, and a lot of people talk about that, but still, he showed after that, How he can beat his ass, and he did.
He came back. He beat him up.
Yeah. So do you say Tito Trinidad, right? Do you like him?
Yeah, I like him.
Okay. So I want now you talk about your brand and tell the people who you are and what you expect. The people support you. How the people can support you? So in that way, we can put it in promotion. So the people know, hey, Bam Bam is here. And he will be in the top very soon.
Mm-hmm. So y'all can support me going to Team Bam Bam on Instagram and buy some shirts or anything. And like my posts or anything. Anything helps, anything supports. Anything comment or anything. Anything to support because I'm going to be up top there one day. One day. I'm just keep working, keep grinding. Y'all going to see my posts. Y'all going to wait till I'm on top. That's y'all. Y'all going to see me up top there. One day.
I know you will be there. I saw it. So now I want you to talk about the school, how the kids saw you now when they saw you make, because right now social media is different, but the way I was grown right now before, I don't have, like when I was in school, Facebook was something that started, but your mom said, you can have Facebook. I said, shit, you know? So my mom was that kind of mom in that moment because she understands social media don't was that much, but now it's different and you need to use your social media to promote what you're doing, right? So how the people in the school saw you in a different way, they want to be your friend, how does that work? Because you know, sometimes when you're good, people want to be around you.
Yeah, but what do you call it? They all know that I'm a boxer and everything, but most of them don't be following my social media. If they do, then they're like one of my close homeboys.
Got it.
So I just keep my circle small with most people. I don't really be into all that drama and stuff in school. I just be with me and my friends that I had since I was in sixth grade and seventh grade. I just be with them because I know they've been with me since I started.
Got it.
That's why when my mom and dad see me with my friends, they're normally my friends from sixth grade and seventh grade. They're not friends that I had, like, I just met and stuff. If they are, then they, like, close to me.
Yeah, they win your trust.
Yeah.
Okay. I asking you that because, right, we know on the school, like with the team, the basketball guy, who's the captain and everything, always a lot of people laughing, all that stuff. And when you do a sport in the school, you used to be like, I mean, when I used to play, you're kind of popular in the school. Like a lot of people know you. So that's what I asking you. Now we're asking that. How about the girls?
We can't talk about
it. okay. He say no. No, wait, hey. I see. He say no, that's it. No, I just ask him because, like, happened a lot of the ladies all the time, like, hey, he's a boxer, blah, blah, blah. And that's something that happened a lot, and people talk about that before and say, you know what, at one point, I decided to stay back and I just fucking my career, and that's how I get to the top.
That's how it is. You got to stay focus, they distract you sometimes.
Hey, it's true, 100%. I'm marrying that, trust me. So I want you talking a little bit more of the Orlando scenario about boxing. How it's growing up, how the people can see you around, like how they can, I know they can support you in the social media, but in Orlando here, if they want to meet you, is anything that you guys do like often or something like that?
We normally be, like every day we always in the gym, Legacy Boxing Gym. Shout out to Coach Nelson. He always training over there every day. So that's where normally people, everybody can see me. If you go to that gym, you see me.
Nice. Hey, I don't, and it's not, I will repeat this one more time. It's not because you are here. I saw your family. I saw you, how you work. Danny is here, right? And I was talking about you the other day. We were training. We will see you say, this kid is dope. And before we started the conversation, that I saw videos you training with Danny. How you feel like a lot of people support and go to the ring because they see your potential?
I love it because it's just making me better. And, like, we just getting better together, and he's helping me, which is very nice and very helpful because I know he, if he was, like, how you call it? If he was, like, if he didn't care, he wouldn't help me. He would be like, oh, I don't want to help you. I don't want to do nothing with you. I don't want to do the miss, you know? And him doing the miss and helping me, showing him he supports me and he helps me. He likes that I'm trying to get better and stuff, you know?
I saw Danny training with Coach Nelson, and I saw you training with Coach Nelson. And I see something particular. When Coach Nelson helps somebody, even like Danny's just right now training people, but he is good in boxing, I saw he always see something in people that he's helping and training. Be selective for a guy like that is like kind of dope in some point, right? But see all the people he have around, right? Like Nestor Bravo, Pitufo Diaz. It's another one that fight the other day. I don't know the name because I don't meet him like closer, but I saw him in the gym. Danny, all the guys out there. That environment put you in the next level, right? Yeah. And you had, thank God you have that right now for put yourself in a level up. Do you consider this is part of the God plan?
Everything happens for a reason. If nothing happened for a reason, I wouldn't have started boxing. That's why.
That is going to be my last, this one is going to be my last question, yeah. Right? Do you believe in God or no?
Yeah, I believe in God. Number one, this is why I'm here, God, Jesus. This is why I'm here, because God.
So all your goals and everything you know is God in there?
Yeah, he helps me with everything. Always talk to him.
That's good. That's good. I asking that a lot of people, right? Because sometimes we think like the stuff just happened. Mm-hmm. And when you sit down one day and see all the stuff happening again, in your mind you say, damn, all this stuff happened because he's there. Mm-hmm. Like when I pry, when I wake up and I say, thank God for this day. Thank God for you giving me the skill I have. Everything is there. And he isn't there.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a question like a lot of people after they think and say, oh, wow, like very often I don't see that, you know, but at least you are young and you see it and you talk to him every single day. And you guys, before you guys to the ring, you guys pray before you go to the
Before every fight, we always pray.
Nice. Mom, Dad, one question for you.
Yes.
How you feel about your son in the sport, and how proud you guys are right now with all the stuff is happening right now?
I let my wife.
First and foremost, I want to thank you for inviting us over.
Oh, you're
here.
Very welcome.
It's been a true pleasure. Bam Bam's boxing journey has been an amazing journey. We're very proud of him each and every day. Without God, this wouldn't be able to happen, first and foremost. To see him wake up, you know, we wake up early together. What, 4 o'clock in the morning, he's getting up, going to school, drop him off at the bus. From there, I'm running home from work, picking him up. From there, he's going out to the gym 2-3 hours. Then we have to travel all the way to Atlanta. I don't know how he does it. God puts his hands over Bam Bam, I tell you, because, I mean, he's just motivated. And honestly, the social media, like, I want to thank all the followers, all his friends, everybody that's supporting him, because it's helping him. you know, and honestly, we are so overwhelmed with how proud we are of him, you know, because we thought when he first said he wanted to start this, I told him we're going into the hurt business. You can't do 10%. You got to do 200%, which meaning we're all going to be in the corner. We got our coaching license, and sometimes we're mentally exhausted for 2-3 minutes, and then let's go. We're running, so we don't stop. But we are so proud of him. Every time he goes in the ring, I tell him, God bless you, right? I said, God bless you, Dale Bam. Let's make this quick. I want you in and out as fast as possible. Be safe. God bless you, and let's just get this done.
And have fun at the same time. Yeah. You know, because this, you know, this, we come. He's competing with other kids, and I'm sure their family's saying the same thing. So I also tell him, have fun, be careful, you know, be safe, protect yourself all the time, and let's get this win. And that's it.
Perfect. I like the way you family support, because I saw a lot, I know a lot of boxers that their family can do it because any ex or situation, you know, and it's kind of hard. Man, I'm honestly, I like the way you boxing. I want to go to one of your fight. I cannot go to the 10, but I talked to your mom and she told me you will have another one, and I want to go there, and I want to see how you do it in the ring. Because that's something that I say, damn, I see this kid now in the ring with another people. That's not training. I see you training, but it's not training. It's not sparring. It's more like boxing. Yeah. Now here, he's why he proved himself with other people. And I like to say thank you for you say yes to here. I know it's kind of hard doing interview because it's like I'm doing all this stuff all the time, so it's kind of hard. And I hope this interview helped you to more people know you and more people here in Orlando support you. And more the Puerto Rican people, because I know you understand Spanish, but you grew up here, so it's kind of hard to translate or do it all the time in Spanish. And my son, he born in Puerto Rico, and he's grown here, and his Spanish is not the best. But we try, and you understand. I saw you understand. And I saw you enjoy the music, because in the training, they put salsa all the stuff, and you see this kid dancing. So you enjoy the Puerto Rico culture, and you're part of them. So I hope you keep going winning. I hope see you in a couple of years and see you and call you champ again, because I know you will be a champ. That's no doubt. Keep going, working hard. Don't let nothing stop you. And man, God bless you and your family. And I hope this journey you're doing right now, you can one day sit down and talk to the world how hard it was to arrive to there.
Mm-hmm. For sure. We always going up. Just stay up.
Oh, whoa, I didn't have a question for you. Give me a second. Let's see. He's asking, I know I asking you this before kind of the same, but he say, at what age do you think you can sign and get that step to the pro level? Like, you know, right now, Sandy Sai is young.
Probably 1920.
1920?
I want to get the most experience in my amateur career as possible. I want to get all them fights, and I want to go to the Olympics so all the promoters know me, you know? So then they'd be like, oh, I want to sign him.
About the Olympics, what team you want to be?
Team Puerto Rico.
Okay, no, it's a good question because he...
I just got to get my Spanish up, though.
What's the company that you say like is the company you want to be?
Top rank.
I mean, that's a good one. Let's say, you know, it's not so. Question for you guys: the day he signed, right now you see that in your goals and your future. What do you think in doing a party or something like that? I want to be there too. If you guys do a party or something, I want to be there.
Absolutely. You would definitely be invited. We see it. I see it all the time. I mean, when we see all the pros like Xander Sayas going out to fight, I look at Bam Bam and I tell him, that's you. You're going to walk down that aisle. You're going to go in there. Amen. You're going to be that champion. So we do see it. I see it already. I vision it. I believe in my son. He has the confidence. He knows what he wants, and he's going for what he wants. He's not going to stop until he reaches for the stars, like I always say.
And that's good, man. You have the support of people like love you.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to say something really quick. I mean, a lot of times people see him very flashy, because we've gotten comments, of course, of him being flashy with the belts and stuff like that on social media. The reason why he puts all of that is to inspire the other kids. You know, he leads by example, and he does have a lot of followers. You know, we put up the TikTok not so long ago because he really couldn't work it. And before you know it, you have to have 1,000 followers to be live. So he's getting the followers quickly. But other than that, it's not him being flashy. It's him wanting to inspire others. With that being said, there's been kids that have been bullied that have even sent comments to him in reference to, thank you so much because I see you motivated. I see you working. I've been, you know, I've signed in to go into a gym. I'm building my confidence because of you. So he's inspired a lot of other kids, too. In reference to working out a lot, he's even inspired older folks that have sent him comments on them being obese and not going to the gym.
Nice.
You know, so there's a lot of nice things that come from social media. Just because you see him out there with the belts, he worked hard for these belts, and it's a huge accomplishment, and he's proud.
I mean, I'm coming for Puerto Rico, and if I win a trophy and maybe a second, I don't give it. I will say, you suck, and I did, you know? Yeah. But I know you don't do it that way because he barely, like, honestly, he barely talk. Yeah. Like, he's always training, he's fucking that stuff. And when he shoot a video, he always say stuff like have value. It's not because, oh, I win this one. You know, he's not like that kind of person. No,
he's not. And he's real shy. I mean, before we came over here, and I was like, you okay with this? You know, because he's a shy kid. But
no, he did good. He did good.
Yeah,
I was just relaxed.
Okay,
I told you I don't do crazy. The only one that I know you look at me like I would fucking punch you if I asked that. About the gear, but it's okay.
Yeah, he don't even talk to me about that.
No, but that's good because he's fucking in the main in the
that's
goal.
All he does is school first. You know, God first, school second, family. You know, everything's got to be balanced. Everything got to be balanced. And if I see something that is not right, we got to fix it. Fix it before it gets worse.
Nice. Where we can follow in the social media, TikTok, you guys have YouTube or no?
No
YouTube.
We were going to try to work on it, but it's just we're so busy with me, with my work, with his work. So hopefully sometime in the future, we're thinking of him getting his YouTube.
But have TikTok?
For now, he has TikTok, the Team Bam Bam, and we have the Instagram for now.
Nice. So where they can buy the merch?
Oh, the merchandise will go through his Instagram page. You could DM him there, and we actually bought the machine, so it's something that we're doing as well as Bam Bam and his dad get together, and they do the merch from home.
Nice.
All that money that we get is towards his boxing journey. That's all. Don't use it for nothing else.
So I know part of your family like boxing because we talked about before. How the family feel like they have a future champ?
Absolutely. The whole family, we have DNA. Our DNA, my father is from Caguas. So my father and Miguel Cotto's father are first cousins, first and foremost. So there is DNA within our family. And of course, us being Boricuas and being proud Boricuas that we are, we love boxing. We grew up with boxing, and luckily enough for us that Bam Bam decided from very young he wanted to be a boxer. We kept saying no. COVID hit, school shut down. He could no longer play basketball. It got to the point of, I looked up this school. I want to be signed up. I need to get out of my room. So that's how we started with the whole boxing. But we're all very proud, and we continue to support him.
Perfect.
And we also train in our garage.
Yeah, I saw the videos that you guys doing there.
We do house training also, you know. I'm also learning.
Question, how many of these guys hit you by accident?
Oh, man. That's what, one time my wife came home, and she saw my face like I was really pissed. And she said, what's wrong with you? I said, Ben, just hit me in my face. Not easy, a hard punch.
It wasn't even hard.
It was a hard punch.
You say that, but I saw you how you punched the punching bag. I don't want to hate a hit.
Yeah, and I was really upset because I told him, take it easy. You know, I'm 51 years old. And the other day, he said, Dad, let's spar. So, you know, I was feeling good. So I put on the glove, and I was sparring. I was catching him. I said, hey, Dad's still quick.
He wasn't catching.
And then he just said, bam, right in my body. I'm like, oh, Lord. All my air came out. I'm like, that's it. That's enough. No more.
It was a light jab.
Like I I say? I'm 51.
You should have had your headgear on.
Yeah, I should have had my headgear on.
It was the body.
I mean, in one point, it's fun having that experience with your dad. Yeah. So, I mean, try to don't hit it that bad, man, because...
I barely hit it on.
God bless you guys. Hopefully this journey keep going and you guys hit the goal and see this guy with the flag of Puerto Rican and everything and people laughing like the way they love all the boxers because I know you would be good. Just for end, like Bam Bam team, guys, follow it on Instagram, follow it on TikTok. El Quiqueo, remember, always follow the Quiqueo. Danny Boxing is always here.
We have the gift for you.
I said, well, what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
No, because the mic was counting out.
Okay. Wow. Okay. You feel me? You feel me, guys? thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you in the gym. And I hope I can see the next one. This one I told you, like my son have it's his birthday, so if I don't go there, I will have problem home. And trust me, my wife have a nice hook. So
we understand. Good thing we have Sugar Bird is coming down to Walt Disney World. There's a tournament in Kissimmee. Yeah.
So when in November?
Yeah, in the end of November, you're going to have Sugar Bird out here at Walt Disney World for their tournament. I believe it's a 3-day tournament, so you have opportunity there.
Let me know the day that he should be fight, and I will be there.
Absolutely.
No doubt. You want to go with me? Donnie's with me, too.
Yeah.
So we will go there and support you. So every single time you hear that, like, you see, I got you.
It's not far. We're going to be in Kissimmee, so it's going
to
be.
I mean, it's not far from here. Like, yeah. I mean, pretty much here, everything is 40 minutes. So.
Yeah.
Well, guys, remember, follow at Quiqueo, 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 Mr. Kick, and nos fuimos.
Yo, what's up?